stream of water that passes through a chazan. It's forbidden to draw water from the stream on Shabbat unless a partition is placed in the stream that is 10 tefachim high, and this partition must be placed both where the stream enters the chazan and where it exits the chazan. And this stream of water, if it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, would be regarded as a karmelit. And mid rabbanan, it is forbidden to carry from a karmelit into a reshus hayachid. And the chazan is a reshus hayachid, so therefore if you draw water from the stream, you would be carrying from a karmelit into a reshus hayachid. Now even though the chazan has walls, and this stream of water is within the walls of the chazan, the stream would still be regarded as a karmelit, not a reshus hayachid. The reason being is that the stream runs underneath the wall of the chazan. And the wall of the chazan is above the stream, not in the interior of the stream. So therefore, the wall of the chazan is not a valid partition to make the stream into Rosh Hashanah. So if you want to make the stream into Rosh Hashanah, you have to place a partition in the interior of the stream, both at the entrance where it enters the chazan and at the place where it exits the chazan. Rabbi Huda, Aymer, Kaito Sha'agaba Tidoin Mishum Mechit. Rabbi Huda disagreed. According to Rabbi Huda, no special partition is needed for this stream of water. And since this stream of water is within the chazan and the chazan is surrounded by walls, the walls of the chazan would make the stream into a reshus hayachid. And even though the walls are above the stream, they're not in the interior of the stream, according to Rabbi Huda, that is sufficient. Just like we had in the previous mission, the Rabbi Huda holds that a wall that runs above the well is sufficient to partition off the well, even though the wall is not in the interior of the well. So too in this case, even though the wall runs above the stream, it's not in the interior of the stream, that is sufficient to make the stream into a reshus hayachid. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa Bahama Sha'ava, Shahayu Mamala Mimena Apiz the Kenan Bishav. Rabbi Yehuda said in support of his view that there was a story with a stream in a town called Ava, and this stream ran through the chaseros in this town, and the people of that town used to draw water from the stream on Shabbos with the permission of this kingdom of the elder people that live in the town. They allowed the members of the chazan to draw water from the stream on Shabbos, even though no special partition was placed in the stream. So we see from there that no special partition is needed. The walls of the chazan is enough to make the stream into a reshus hayachid. Amru lo, mipnei shelo hayu bakashir. The chachamim responded to Rabbi Huda. The reason why this Canaan in the town of Ava allowed the members of the chazan to draw water from the stream, even though no special partition was placed in the stream, is because the stream did not have the shear of a karmelit. In order for a stream to be regarded as a karmelit, it has to be at least 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. Otherwise, it would not be a karmelit. Instead, it would be a makom p'tur. And you're allowed to carry from a makom p'tur into a reshus hayachid. So if the stream is less than 10 tefachim deep or less than 4 tefachim wide, it would be mutter to draw water from the stream into the chazan, even though no special partition was placed in the stream. And that was the case in this place called Ava, that the stream was less than 10 tefachim deep or less than 4 tefachim wide, and that's why no special partition is needed. However, if the stream would have been 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, it would be forbidden to draw water from the stream into the chazan unless special partitions are placed in the stream. A balcony that's above the water. There's a house near the sea, and there's a balcony sticking out from the house, and it's just that above the sea. And the sea has a din of a karmelit, but the house has a din of a reshus hayachid. And a person wants to draw water from the sea up into the house, which would be forbidden on Shabbos unless you make some sort of mechitza. At the mayim, the water has a din of a karmelit, while the house has a din of a reshus hayachid. Ein memalin heimena b'shabbos, elam kein asu la mechita gavoa asar tefachim. It would be forbidden to draw water from the sea up through an opening in the bottom of the balcony up into the house on Shabbos, unless you make a partition around the balcony or around the opening on the bottom of the balcony. And that partition has to be at least 10 tefachim high, and the opening on the bottom of the balcony in which you draw water through has to be at least 4x4 for the mechitza to be valid. And if you make a mechitza above the opening in the balcony or around the balcony, In such a case, we would look at the water that's directly underneath the balcony as a reshus hayachid. And even though the mechita is on the balcony, not by the water, however, we would say good asik mechitzasa. We will look at the mechita as if it extends all the way down to the water, and then the water directly underneath the opening of the balcony or underneath the actual balcony would be regarded as being in a reshus hayachid, and that would allow you to draw water from underneath the balcony up into the house. Bema mala, it doesn't make a difference whether the mechita that you make is above the opening of the balcony and extends up onto the balcony, or whether you made a mechitza underneath the opening of the balcony. That you made the mechitza underneath the balcony, you attach the mechitza to the bottom of the balcony, and then you draw water through the opening of the balcony through the mechitza that you made directly underneath the opening. And since we say good asik mechitasa, we look as if the mechitza extends all the way down to the water, and then when you draw water from underneath the opening of the balcony, you're drawing water from a reshus hayachid, and that allows you to draw water up into the house. V'chein shtei gezushtot zu lemala mizu. And so too, if you have two balconies, one above the other, there's one person living on the bottom floor of the house, another person living on the top floor of the house, and each one has a balcony that extends up above the water, and each one made an opening on the bottom of their balcony. So the person who lives up on top has an opening directly above the balcony of the person who lives on the bottom. So when the person who lives on top wants to draw water from the sea, he has to extend his pail down through the opening on the bottom of his balcony, and that pail would also go through the opening on the bottom of the balcony of the person who lives underneath it. Asu leo yonah, below asu letachtona. Stand out through rows, Achiyarbo. If the person who lives on the top floor of the house made a mechitza up above the opening in his balcony or directly underneath the opening of his balcony, and the person who lives on the bottom floor of the house did not make a mechitza on the opening of his balcony, both of them would be forbidden to draw water from the sea underneath the balcony unless they made an eruv with each other. Now, the mechitza that the top one made would help for the bottom one as well. The bottom one would also be allowed to draw water through the opening of his balcony, even though he did not make a mechitza around the opening of his balcony. And since the person who lives above him made a mechitza above the opening of his balcony, and we're going to say good asik mechitza, so this mechitza extends all the way down to the water, so that mechitza would help to allow the person who lives underneath him also to draw water through the opening of his balcony, even though he did not make a mechitza, as a mechitza that the person who lives above him would help for him as well. However, there's a different problem. They need to make an eruv between them. And since the person who lives on top is the one that made the mechitza, and we're talking about where the person who lives on the bottom contributed towards the payment of the mechitza that the top one made, and he's also going to have benefit from that mechitza, he's also allowed to draw water because of that mechitza, so he contributed towards the payment of that mechitza. So now they're like partners in that mechitza. So since they are partners, they require an eruv. Since they are partners in the mechitza that the top person made, and both of them are relying on that mechitza, the bottom person can only draw water because of the mechitza that the top person made, since he himself did not make his own mechitza. So now that they are partners, in order to allow them to draw water, they have to make an eruv between them. Now, if the top person did not make a mechitza around the opening of his balcony, only the bottom person made a mechitza around the opening of his balcony, in such a case, the top person can't draw water at all from the sea on Shabbat, that he does not have a mechitza around the opening of his balcony, and he cannot rely on the mechitza the bottom person made, since he himself does not have a mechitza. Now, even though the bottom person could rely on the mechitza that the top person made, even though he didn't make a mechitza, that's because we say good aches, we look at the mechitza that the top person made as if it extends down toward the water, and since he is directly underneath the top person's balcony, that mechitza helps for him as well. However, when the bottom person makes the mechitza and not the top person, that mechitza the bottom person made does not help for the top person. And in such a case also, the bottom person would not be allowed to draw water on Shabbat without making an eruv with the top person. Even if the top person did not contribute towards the mechitza that the bottom person made, even so, he is considered a shutuf with the bottom person, and an eruv would be required for the bottom person to draw water on Shabbat. The reason being, and since the top person is directly above the bottom person. And when he draws water from his balcony, his pail extends down through the opening of his balcony and then through the opening of the bottom person's balcony as well, since the bottom person directly underneath him. So therefore, he's considered a shutuf in the balcony of the bottom person, and therefore an Erev would be required if the bottom person wants to draw water through the opening of his balcony on Shabbat. However, if each one of them makes their own mechitza around the opening of the balcony, in such a case, no Erev would be needed to allow them to draw water through the opening on Shabbat. Now that which we say, if each one of them makes their own mechitza, no Erev is required, that's only if the two balconies are more than 10 tefachim away from each other. However, the two balconies are within 10 tefachim of each other, since they're so close to each other, even though each one of them made their own mechitza, an Erev would be required to allow them to draw water through the opening of the balcony on Shabbat.